This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, PermaSeal, Lindholm Roofing, Access Elevator, and Dykstra Home Services. For additional sponsors for the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. I'm your host, David Hochberg, who cannot get his expert co-host names right, even though I know Frank's name is Frank. Your code name today, Frank, is Rich, which will be interesting because you're sitting next to Rich Dykstra Sr., who's got a big personality, so and a new hip. So if you hear the clacking, it's his new hip. He's still working it in. We are here to help you with all of your real estate needs. Anything you got, we are here to help you. I'm back. My daughter's bat mitzvah was last weekend. I am back. I am ready to roll. I am fully lubricated with WD-40. We are here to help you. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You could also download podcasts and previous shows. And email all of our experts. If you have an expert, there's all of our 30 experts part of the show now. Everybody's located at WGNDavid.com. Any questions, any concerns, any comments, you could go there and email every expert directly. 312-981-7200 is the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. We love getting text messages. We love getting pictures of your home challenges. We are here today with a studio full of local experts. We'll start with Rich Dykstra Sr., who has a bone to pick with Andy Mazur. Go ahead, Rich. What's the breaking news here? We have a sports guy that's not covering the vital sports techniques here, so hang on. Hang on.
Andy, pay attention here.
Okay, so here we go. Here we go, Rich.
We have another women's team in Chicago.
I know we do.
The Red Stars.
I know. And what happened?
And they clinched a playoff spot last night and will be hosting a game November 7.
Andy Mazur.
Congratulations.
Brilliant answer. Amazing.
Nice job. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Enthusiasm. Nice.
Okay, so we expect playoff coverage, Andy Mazur, from now until the end of the playoffs when they raise. What do they raise? Is there a cup? Is there a bowl?
I think there's a ball.
So when they raise the golden ball, soccer ball, you got to bring the microphone a little closer to you, Mr. Dykstra.
Okay.
So, Andy, we want full coverage on Saturday mornings.
You're
okay?
Interrupting my preparation.
I'm sorry. Okay, go back to prepping. So there, Rich Dykstra.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, his granddaughter is a defense person.
Played the full game last night, too.
Played the full game. She's scoring goals. She's an animal. She's knocking balls away from the goal.
It's just amazing.
She's a steel curtain there, right? Nothing gets by this young lady.
It's a steel wall.
I didn't mean to insult curtains. All right.
Right.
And your granddaughter is her name?
Tatum Malazzo, number 23.
All right. Okay, Andy, we want updates from now on until they raise the gold ball,
soccer ball championship.
What are you talking about today, Rich?
I'm going to be talking about shortages of equipment. It's really gotten serious now. We're changing lines. We're swapping equipment. It's just amazing.
The replacement parts are still delayed coming.
Replacement parts and new equipment. Generac generators, if we order today, it's 9 months on delivery.
9 months?
9 months.
That's not going to help you if your power goes out in the winter.
No.
It's not
going to
help.
We've got a load coming in that we ordered 6 months ago.
So, really?
Yeah.
So obviously the supply and demand, economics 101, the cost of those products will be going up.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and talk more about their heating and air conditioning challenges, what's the best number?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
All right. So, Frank, have you ever been called Rich on the radio?
No, that was the first for me, David. Thank you.
Okay, check that box, Roy. Check it off, Roy. I've made lots of mistakes with Roy in here. Roy almost died one day in studio. He was reaching for a cookie, almost went right out the window. And so, you know.
The story just grows.
We almost lost Roy Spencer. Yeah. He was having a year-end special. I'm like, this could be the last year.
Yep. Roy was very excited.
I
was here.
You were there. He was reaching over for, I think, a cannoli.
Yeah.
It would have been something.
Last one.
You know? Last one. Roy Spencer, you know, he's blocking everybody else out. Seven people in here. I got to get the last cannoli. Apologize for screwing up your name earlier. Frank Wazalewski from Access Hollywood. You have an unbelievable... What
Access?
Access Hollywood. Yeah. Access Elevator. I told you, Roy. I messed that up. So I messed up your first name. Now I did the company. So we're going for the trifecta. We got another 2 hours and 45 minutes.
At least you're consistently messing up.
I'll call you Frank George here in a minute. So you've got a special going on. You guys do, your company does overcomes in-home mobility challenges, and also in automobile, and at work mobility challenges. Let's not just limit what you guys do to the home. You also handle commercial. Let's quickly talk about, we're going to be talking about it in more detail, but what do you want to cover during today's show?
I'm going to cover a nice story where we had a Home Sweet Home Chicago listener call in and want to donate a stairlift to somebody in need, and we were able to help facilitate that, so I'll be able to tell that story.
Great holiday gift.
Fantastic holiday gift.
After the last time you were on the show, a caller called in and said, my neighbor's having challenges. I want to, me and some other neighbors, right?
No, it wasn't quite like that, but then we had a listener call in, and her husband had passed away, and they had a lift. And she had heard us on the show. She heard that we help donate lifts. So she called us up and said, hey, we want to donate this.
Nice.
And a day later, we got a call from Ralph in Park Ridge with a touching story about his wife. And the lift was an exact match for their house.
No way.
We were able to put the two together and help facilitate
that. There you go.
That's cool.
Phone number for listeners want to reach you?
630-616-6249.
I won't mess this up because my good friend, Mr. Houston, has been coming to the show and has been an expert on the show for a long time with Lindholm Roofing. You guys have been a little backed up with this weather, and you want to talk about that, right? I mean, there's like force de merge, something. There's a term. I completely screwed it up. We used to have it in the script.
Is this Yiddish?
No, it's
force de merge.
Yeah.
I'll get it right.
All right.
So you're going to be talking about the challenges that that you're experiencing, but you're still doing roofing even though it's getting colder out.
Correct. We're still doing roofing, obviously weather permitting. We're still doing roofing, supply permitting. There's a lot of different challenges out there, but right now the weather is one of the more major factors with exterior work remodeling and such.
And for every industry. If our listeners want to reach out, what's the best number and website?
info@lindholmroofing.com or 1-888-4-ROOFER, which is 1-888-476-6337.
Mr. Spencer, what are you going to be covering today, buddy?
Well, it's the season, a structural season. After this long, hot, dry summer we had, now we're getting a lot of moisture, which is typical in fall, and houses start moving, which is fine, except when they move differentially, and all of a sudden you've got new cracks and things that weren't there before, and doors and windows won't open and shut and things. So it is a structural season, so we're getting a lot of calls for that, so I'd like to talk about that.
Well, and if our listeners want to reach you guys during the show or after the show, what's the best website and phone number?
Website's permaseal.net, and the phone number is 800-421-SEAL.
All right, MegaPros Jeremy for MegaPros Home Improvement, because your father is getting some teeth work done, I think. He's got very bad teeth. And
There's no way he's on another vacation.
It takes a whole... You got to come up with an excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a bad grill, and he's getting his grill fixed.
That's it. Yeah. It's good for radio.
He's going to punch me in the chest. He's going to give me a heart punch as soon as he sees me next week. We're having lunch Wednesday.
Yep. Oh,
and
yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Definitely going to get one of those punches right to the chest that leaves a mark and hurts for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills and come back with Rich Dykstra Sr. after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's force majeure, Roy.
Oh, thank you.
Forget about it. You tell me it's force demeure. I think that's a dessert at a French restaurant or an Israeli restaurant. Of course it's force majeure. Thank you, Texter, for that, 708. It's French, not Yiddish. I knew what it was. I couldn't get it out.
kind of like a new
you
Frank.
You can't even get a name right.
I know Frank's name's Frank, and he works for Access Elevator, not Access Hollywood, for love of God. That hasn't been on TV for 15 years. Kathy Hart. No, no,
good
that's
job.
The other Kathy Hart. Kathy wow. something.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
312. I think her name might have been Hart. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Mr. Dykstra, what's going on with all these supply shortages, and how long is this going to continue? Because this is absolutely ridiculous.
It's the worst we've ever seen. The guys, when they go on a sales call, they have to check and see what equipment's available, because they could sell it, and we can't get it. We're switching, luckily, with Carrier and Bryant. They're the same equipment, just different name. We're able to swap out, substitute the Bryant for the Carrier if need be. But it's just, it's awful.
Are these products being made in the United States, or are they
all of the Carrier products are being made in North America.
North America.
Canada, Mexico, and the U.S.
So what's the problem?
Is it
labor shortages?
Labor shortages, and like the factory in Indianapolis, where they make the furnaces, with the COVID, OSHA came in and said, you can't have six people in this space, you can only have four.
My God.
So everything's spread out, and they can't get the equipment out. They usually have thousands of furnaces in stock in a warehouse. They're going from the line onto a truck.
It's just in time.
Yeah, just in time right now. It's awful. Just awful.
So what are people supposed to do if the furnace breaks down in the middle of the winter? Because if you haven't looked outside, we've been talking about it, right? Winter's coming. We always talk about that. Winter's coming. We're not going to see the sun until March.
We had a mobile home where you needed a new furnace, and all the suppliers are out 6 to 9 months. Can't get a furnace.
In a mobile home.
And they're a special furnace, the way it's designed.
Wow.
So you're looking at electric heaters, whatever they can do.
Yeah, that's not a fire hazard at all.
Oh, my God. And freezing pipes, and, I mean, it just gets worse. It just gets worse.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We've got Kathy in Tenley Park. Kathy, thanks for joining the show. You have a question for Mr. Dykstra.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I'm not to have my phone on speaker, though, correct?
No, it would sound better if you picked up the phone, if you have the capabilities of picking up your phone. It's better radio.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
I'm good. I'm away from the radio.
Okay,
I
good.
I actually have a call into Dykstra for them to come out, for Rich, one of the Riches, to come out and give me an estimate on a new furnace. I just want to know, has anyone ever heard of this issue before? They came out, they worked diligently on my furnace, they couldn't correct it. My furnace is infested with green flies. Everything they blew out, every hose they took off, everything had flies in it. Some of them had decomposed, and some of them looked like they had just came to their demise. I have looked online. We've been in this house for 4 years, and it's been one silliness after the other. Now my fear is that I have something rotting around myself that I don't even know.
What's up with the green flies?
Is it a 90% furnace? Does it vent out the wall with plastic?
Correct, yes.
Okay, you could be getting something in through the pipes. That does happen. We've had hornets, but never green flies. Green flies
are unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, they just took over everything.
Is there a filter? I didn't mean to cut you off, Kathy. Is there a filter that she could put on that won't restrict the exhaust?
No, because what will happen is that in the really cold weather, it'll ice over.
Right, right.
So you can't. When they change the furnace, they haven't changed the piping, too. So it's all new.
Lou had spoken about this last week. That's the funny thing about it. I listened to both of you on Saturday, and last week I was listening to him, and he had two phone calls left. I'm like, I didn't learn anything today. So, and then I two more phone calls, and the guy says, he goes, oh, I had stink bugs in my my American, you know, that's what we have. And I says, oh, maybe. So when the guy came in to look at my furnace, I says, hey, maybe we should be looking for stink bugs. And he laughed. He says, well, I've never heard of that. Well, we didn't find stink bugs. We found green flies instead. And they both said, we've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, that's crazy. We've never seen...
So I'm waiting for you to... I'm sorry.
Have you got pictures of these green flies, Kathy?
I told them yesterday, I said, we should have taken pictures of all this. I have a few down there now, but I mean, there were hundreds of them, literally. Oh,
yeah, well, take a picture and send it to 312, you know, the same number that you called. We'd love to see what's going
down,
on.
Down there that I up. I'm sure there's more. For Rich to call me, because he told me he'll call you today and he'll come out and give you...
Right. That's my son. He'll be coming out to see you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, this Rich has a new hip, by the way. So if you want to see the older Rich with the new hip, request Rich Sr. because he likes to show you pictures. He's got pictures of his old hip in his freezer. We don't know why, but it's kind of weird and disgusting, but that's the way we, you know, that's
the way
roll.
I roll.
That's right.
Roll.
So if you want pictures, all you listeners out there, if you'd like to see a picture of Rich Sr.'s old hip that he has in his freezer for some unknown reason, you're not making like Thanksgiving soup out of it, are you?
No. Okay. No. You'll see it when I'm done with it.
I'll bring it in. I'm perfectly
maybe
fine.
Maybe invent something with it.
Yep, it's a pen holder.
Well, I appreciate you listening to both shows. It's very nice of you. We're going to put you on hold and send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're
thanks
awesome.
For calling.
Thanks for calling, Kathy. Rich will call you. Well, Rich Jr. is going to be out there later today.
Yep.
All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to throw it over to Mr. Foundation over there, Mr. Spencer. Once again, Jeremy, you are here. We almost lost the man. And thank God he made it.
Yes.
No, just, I had a flashback.
There was a little RIP, like, just ready for us.
Right,
it was
right,
so weird.
Right,
yeah.
We had a meat truck downstairs. That could
we
have
did,
been.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank
his
God he's still here.
His family was calling. Like,
nah,
do you remember that?
Family didn't care. 312-981. You know, Laura's like, can I call the insurance company right now? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
How do they get rid of chipmunks?
Joe has had some success.
No, I'm not going to come across as the number one chipmunk killer on the show.
That's Dijkstra.
That's Dijkstra.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You're proud of that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
How many are you?
26.
He's got a blackboard in his living room next to his recliner, but with the shotgun.
I pictured him with like a tattoo, like on his arm.
Yeah. A sticker in the refrigerator.
His wife's like, can you take it outside? No, it's better. I got better cover. Yeah. You know, from the living room, and the chair is more comfortable here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We talk about this every year. What percentage of concrete cracks, Roy?
100%.
And now we've had a lot of rain. We had dry. We had an unbelievable winter last year with a lot of ice. It impacted the soil. We had an unbelievably dry patch in the summertime. Now we got bombed again, and the ground's starting to freeze up. You know, it's going to start to freeze up in the coming weeks because I think we're supposed to hit freezing tomorrow. The seasons are turning. What's happening in our home, what a lot of our listeners might not realize is that our home is a living organism, if you will, that constantly moves, and you know, the ground underneath it's not alive, okay? I don't mean, what the hell is he talking about? No, but
it's got a soul.
I'm thinking, how am I going to clean this
up?
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it out there. You got to transition out of it any way you want. No, but hot weather, cold weather, dry weather, wet weather, right? When the ground is dry, or when the ground was wet and then it goes dry and we don't have it, all of a sudden you get flooded again. Houses shift, houses settle. You've been talking about that on the show, you know, for a long period of time, and cracks start appearing because of that, and you have a remedy for that.
Yeah, I think what I want to bring home is that, you know, with waterproofing, when you have a new problem, it's pretty apparent because you see water. So, oh, that didn't happen before. I need to get help. I need to get this fixed. That's easy. But sometimes structural problems are more insidious. They're not so obvious. They do have a beginning. I mean, your house could be perfectly fine, and all of a sudden, it's broken. There's a structural problem that actually occurs because of just what you described or trying to describe is the change in weather and that transition. Our house sits on, for the most part, clay soil. When clay soil dries out, it shrinks. The house is sitting on it. The house goes down. When it gets wet, it raises. The house goes up. That's all perfectly normal.
Yep.
And it's imperceptible, the amount it raises and lowers. Except where one part of the house was resting on some soil that was really wet, and it didn't get dry like the rest because a downspout wasn't extended or a hose was running or whatever.
Or your neighbor's leaking into your yard
exactly.
At that corner of the house.
And so there's one corner that when the house rises back up, that didn't go down.
Sure.
And the foundation, the structural footing underneath the foundation actually breaks. And once it's broken, it's broken. Now you get the house moving differentially. And it shows up when that soil gets wet again and the house moves up again. So where that you might see that if you're paying attention, if you had somebody like my wife who pays attention to details, I could walk by a crack, without even seeing it. She would notice that, well, that's never been there before. Or my doors and windows are sticking. You know, you or I, David, say, oh, we'll get a plane out so it doesn't stick anymore.
Right, but, hire somebody with a plane.
Yeah, Dave's like, yeah. I don't know what
to do. Okay.
What do you think?
David, we calling over here. Hey, you got a plane. Okay,
I don't know what a plane is. Okay, it's like what I bored. Go ahead.
So the point is, you know, to pay attention to these things. Some people, they're mopping their kitchen floor, and all of a sudden the mop is goes underneath the baseboard. Hey, there's a gap there that wasn't there before. Well, there's a reason for that. And because the whole house is sitting on your foundation. So if your foundation's moving differentially, it makes sense. The foundation has a crack that radiates upstairs. And all of a sudden you got a crack radiating across your living room ceiling that was never there before. Sure. These doors and windows, you know, that used to open and shut are sticking now. Outside, you might see the brickwork. Wow, there's a crack radiating up and down or stair-stepping down that's really wide that wasn't there before. The caulking around your windows. Wow, that's really a large gap. All these are manifestations of a structural problem, or all symptoms, or your floor's not level. You drop a marble or something and it starts rolling across. Wow, you know, because normally when we're walking, we might not notice an unlevel floor. But all these are symptoms, and like I say, they do have a beginning. It might be this fall that caused your foundation to break. And that's the insidious part, that you just have to pay attention to these clues.
It could happen overnight.
It does happen literally overnight. Sometimes people actually hear a loud pop.
Pop.
They hear the foundation actually breaking sometimes.
Yeah.
But the important thing is to realize it's broken. It's not going to fix itself. It's always going to move up and down, and it's going to get worse. To the point we had a listener call, and his gas main was tilting. He said, why is my gas meter tilting? Well, it's because the gas meter went through the hole through the foundation. The foundation's moving. It brought the gas meter with
God,
it.
That's not funny.
No, that's not.
I mean, I'm laughing because how did my gas meter get on a 45-degree angle? Yeah, that's the funny part. But a broken gas meter, it could blow up the whole town.
Exactly. And we've had broken water mains.
Yeah.
We've had sewer lines get sheared off and things because they all go through the foundation. When the foundation goes, it puts stress on there. So these problems, they start off sometimes as a small problem, but they will get worse, just like water problems, and they get more expensive to repair, and they will not fix themselves, and they're just going to keep reoccurring. So the best thing to do is to get some, when you have a structural problem, there is no do-it-yourself. You don't go on to Ace Hardware and say, hey, I have a structural problem. What do you got? There is no quick fix.
You got to call an expert.
You do, and our people are just that. We have, our consultants are trained to recognize the difference between normal, you know, shrinkage cracks and things that may occur, expansion, contraction, as you were expertly pointing out, the expansion, contraction of different building
very poorly
components.
That was Roy's way of saying stay in your lane, Ockberg. Come on.
So that does go on, and sometimes doors and windows stick because the wood's expanded because it's human, things like that. Our experts can, if you notice these symptoms, give us a call. We'll come out absolutely no charge, give you an honest analysis, and if you do have an underlying structural problem, we'll explain to you why, and we'll explain to you how it can be fixed and give you a free
estimate. I've got a horribly great story that we'll talk about later in the show about a structural challenge on a new home, but I want to get to this text. 773, can you have Roy explain the importance of properly installed sump pump so the drain tile drains properly? So I think about that. I got to hit a break at the quarter hour. We'll come back. We're going to pick up Bill in Chicago. Mike, we're going to throw it over to you after that. So, Billy, hang tight. Why don't you answer that question? Because you and Frank from Access Elevator, not Access Hollywood, we're talking about installing elevators in our listeners' homes, and that was part of the subject of the conversation. We're going to take a quick break. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago. On AM 720 WGN, the MegaPros call, text, and photo line is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And all your text messages asking about Joe's teeth, if we're setting up a GoFundMe page because his teeth are really bad. Don't worry about it. Joe's got great dental insurance. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text. I think I'm going to get two chest pumps on Wednesday. Call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's answer that question, Roy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the break. It gave me a chance to Google the answer. So.
Yeah. So let me just recap it one more time, you know, reframe it and put it back out there. 773, can you have Roy explain the importance of properly installed sump pumps so the drain tile drains properly? Go ahead, Roy.
Yeah, well, the reason for the sump pit is to allow the water around the foundation to collect there, and that's brought there by the drain tile that runs around the bottom of your foundation. And so when we put the sump pump at the bottom of the sump pit, it should be set, and the sump pits have different, you know, activation levels where your switch is set or so that where it will kick on. So ideally, you want that drain tile to fully empty. So that the drain tile can fully empty. It gives its maximum capacity. And so when you test your sump pit, which I'm sure everybody does every day, if not, you know, call 800-421-SEAL and talk to you about the basement defender. Sorry. Okay, so we want that drain tile to empty. So ideally, your sump pit pump activation level should activate so that the drain, so the water never gets up to the bottom of the drain tile. Now, it doesn't have to be that way, and sometimes the drain tile is half full by the time the pump activates, and you probably will never take water if that's the case. But we're concerned about a really heavy storm when that drain tile has to work to full capacity. We want it, and so if you want maximum capacity, but if your pump's running all the time, sometimes we'll try. Well, let's try and raise the pump level a couple inches and see if the pump won't run so often to still keep your basement dry. So sure. You have a little fluctuation there.
312-981-7200 is AmeriCorps call. It takes a photo line. Bill's been hanging on for a long time. Bill in Chicago, you got a question for Dykstra.
Yeah, I'm going to have a new furnace put in, and the guy said he's going to put me a 95+. But I said, don't you have to vent that out the wall? He said, no, if your chimney's lined, you can go up the chimney with that, because I'm trying to avoid buying a water heater, too, because I know the water heaters will not vent up the chimney by itself.
Right. You cannot vent that furnace up the chimney. The exhaust gases are too cool. You'll get condensation running out, running down the wall of the inside of the chimney. Even if it's lined, you cannot run the PVC pipe and vent it into the chimney. It has to go outside. Yeah, and it has to be two pipe. Some of the guys will tell you that you can only, oh, you don't need two pipes. You do need two pipes. One is for the fresh air in, and one is for the exhaust.
Okay, I'm going to have to talk to this guy then.
I got a question.
Because I've got a 4-year-old water heater, and I don't want to replace my water heater.
Yeah, you'll have to line your chimney. You'll have
well,
to
the
line.
The chimney's already lined.
Okay,
I mean, right, it's lined because I had a years ago. I put an 80% in, and the guy they lined the chimney then.
Perfect.
To
perfect.
Do that.
Yeah, yeah, but you definitely have to vent that 90% or out the sidewall.
Okay, would the water heater vent up the chimney?
Yes,
then
it would.
Line?
Yep, that'll stay in
so
the
just,
chimney.
So just plug up the opening where the furnace goes in.
Right, and just cap it off. You give us a call, and we'll come out and give you an estimate as well.
Okay.
All right, hang tight, Bill. Thanks for hanging out. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. Jeremy, you got a question?
Yeah, I was wondering, can you run that entire PVC line all the way up through the chimney, or still you'll run up with condensation?
If you're not venting a water heater into it.
Okay.
You can't vent the water heater in
got it.
And run
but
the
I
PVC
could get
out.
A power, well, at that point.
Yeah, you run it out the
yeah,
wall.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
has
yeah.
To go out the
okay.
wall.
Okay, no yep. matter what. Got it.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mike Houston, the weather has been very unpredictable this week. It's it's been predictably bad, I should say, right?
Last couple of weeks.
Rain. So when it's raining, your crew, it's not safe to get them up on roofs. Is that a safe a statement to make on the radio on behalf of Lindholm Roofing?
It's not even so much that. Is once you get up on the roof, if it's raining and wet, what can you do?
Oh, right.
You can't caulk. You can't tear shingles off because then it gets wet on the inside of the house, which is something you don't want.
Right.
You know, you just need some decent dry weather, and now with winter coming, we're even more limited as the months and weeks go by, because you know it gets down into the 10s and 20s. There's not a whole lot you can do. You get snow on a roof, there's not a whole lot you can do. It's very limited.
So basically, after Thanksgiving, you're kind of game over. Listen, if we don't get up blasted with snow and we have a mild winter, which everybody's calling for us to get whacked, then you've got an opportunity to get up there and do some work. Otherwise, there's not much you guys could do.
Theoretically, we work 12 months a year if we can. Obviously, again, you know, the weather, like you just said, is going to make a difference. Also, we're struggling a little bit, just like Rich is, with supply. You know, the OSHA guidelines, the, you know, basically caused by COVID and a lot of these warehouses where they're limiting the production, which is only for the health and safety of the people, is a good thing. But it's also limiting supply because it's just not coming in like it should, just for flat roofing. Insulation, rigid insulation that goes onto a flat roof that is required by code. We're 6 to 8 months out. Is that rigid insulation?
Yeah. Is that product made in the United States, or is that made overseas and it's in a container someplace?
I believe it is made in the United States. I believe the majority of it is made in Texas.
Okay.
I think weather in Texas has also affected the production of the insulation, but also, again, the COVID and the OSHA guidelines, which, again, are only in place for the good and safety and health of the people.
All right. So 217 says, for both of you guys, because both of you brought up OSHA, sounds like you're blaming the shortage on OSHA, not COVID. That's not what you're saying.
Not at all. Neither was Rich.
Nope.
Right.
It's COVID caused
The changes with OSHA,
right.
And because of COVID, OSHA had to make changes to keep the workers safe.
They enforce it, right.
And due to that, we're not blaming OSHA, so take it easy.
It's good that OSHA's there. It's good that they're there for the safety and well-being of the people. And
right.
Whether it be on the job or in the warehouse or wherever it may be.
Right. Yep. We just want our workers to be safe and our products to be delivered and produced as fast as humanly possible to get us back to normal and
Absolutely.
Keep prices low and get everybody back to work. It's real simple.
We're struggling with supply. We're struggling with
everything.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Finding help.
Well, let's not go there because we're going to get bombed with, well, you guys are, what are you talking about? All right, we're not talking about that. But Frank, you're up next. Are you ready? You've been sitting there patiently. We're going to be talking about giving away a stairlift after the break. Frank Wasilewski from Access Elevator, who really enjoys Access Hollywood, the new version. Billy
and I love
Bush,
being called Rich.
And you love being called Rich. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And we got Don coming up next with news and traffic and weather, and Andy with sports. We'll be back after those guys are done in a couple of minutes. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I said Access Hollywood. I got everything else right, and then at the end, I messed it up. And I'm not doing it on purpose. It's just I'm an idiot.
I know, and it's very difficult for you. So, as we said during the break, you can just drop the second name altogether and just say Access, and it'll just make it real simple for
That's
you.
That's fine. Access. Okay, Frank from Access. So, let's talk about this giveaway. Veterans Day is coming up, 11-11. You know, we're big fans of supporting veterans here. Michael, next to you, is a Navy vet, and we always salute him on Veterans. We salute him every day, but especially on Veterans Day. So
thank you
for your service.
Thank you for your service.
And you do a lot for veterans. And you guys came up with an unbelievable opportunity at Access Elevator about donating a stairlift to an immobilized or mobily challenged veteran. You have to be a veteran. So if you're a veteran or know of a veteran, this is the opportunity for you. Liftingahero.com is the website where our listeners go to. You go to WGN Radio/contest, but liftingahero.com also takes you to the same landing page. Can you shed a little light on this opportunity for veterans and the family of veterans who might be too proud not to want to register for the sweepstakes to get a free stairlift? Because as we know, Mike Houston, as a veteran service officer, there's a lot of veterans out there who are like, there's men and women worse than me, give it to the next person, right?
I mean, correct. Okay. Yes,
hear that a lot.
Yeah, we all hear that a lot. This is for all veterans, especially for families of veteran that you know are struggling with mobility challenges, getting up and down stairs. What are you guys doing?
So what we're doing is we partnered with Severia Lifts, and we are giving away a stair lift, which will get you somebody seated up and down stairs, either inside the house or outside the house.
Okay.
And we're doing that for any veteran who has been dishonorably discharged. So you can just go out to liftingahero.com. You can register on there, and then I think you're pulling the name here.
Yeah, we're pulling the name on the 13th. I won't be here. I'm going out of town for a business trip. But the host who's going to be filling in for me, we're going to be selecting and I think calling and talking with that individual, that veteran, during that show. But this is for you. Go to liftingahero.com. This is very important. Okay, and I know I've got 20 or 30 people who hate me on fans of WGN on Facebook. So up, you know, I don't really care what you think because we're helping veterans. I check myself there, Roy. You know, did you notice that? That was very good. I get a gold star. But we are helping veterans on Veterans Day through Access Elevator. You're giving away a free stair lift, which will change our listeners' entire way they move around their home.
Correct. It's going to open up mobility for one of our veterans. And like you touched base on, most veterans are not going to apply for this themselves and say that they need it.
Right.
Because they always think whoever they served with, whoever they know, somebody else needs it more.
Right.
So it really does take the family and friends. And if you served with somebody who you know can use this, get their name in there. Let's get them the help that they need. And you had brought up a neat fact during the break. We've got 175,000 veterans here in the Chicagoland area.
And in Cook County alone.
In Cook County. And how many are signed up for benefits?
There were only 33. There's only, and here's the bad part, 32,393 are receiving benefits, okay? This is from only 18% of the veterans population in Cook County, okay? This is why Cook County, Tony Preckwinkle, I've got challenges with Tony Preckwinkle and her band of thieves at Cook County, right? If you want to give an economic stimulus shot to the county of Cook, why don't you take care of your veterans? And instead of having only three veteran service officers working in to handle 175,000, which is ridiculous, you need to have eight times that amount. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Okay, because Michael is a veteran service officer who helps veterans out, and he knows what I'm talking about. There's three to handle 175,000.
To clarify, I'm a service officer at a VFW post. There's a difference between a service officer and a veteran service officer. A veteran service officer has a lot more ability to help and access to records versus a service officer at a post.
I stand corrected.
That's okay, but I still do help and I still do volunteer my services to veterans that come into our post. Can I name the post?
Sure.
Post 2801 in Villa Park.
All right, we'll be sending them a sponsorship bill for that little show. No, but you've helped hundreds of veterans get the necessary money and benefits that are out there.
Documents filled out and turned in, different benefits through housing and education and just general wellness.
All right, we're going to come back more with Frank because I wanted to put the spotlight on that. Right, because liftingahero.com, where you have until next Saturday at 11:59 p.m. to register. That's when the cutoff is. We have to have all these official rules and everything. I'm surprised you got it done so quick here at WGN with the laws and everything we got to go through. So congratulations. Go to liftingahero.com. We're going to come back, talk about more about mobility challenges, because you and Roy were talking about before the show about putting in, and Jeremy, making sure that you have the structure there to support the lifts and elevators and all that. And some pumps, Roy brought up some pumps. So we've got a lot of talk about. We're going to take a quick break. Our MegaPros call, text, and photo line is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I want to thank all the dentists that are offering to perform oral surgery on Joe Hogle's, craw there. I mean, he's got a bad grill.
Next time you see him, it's going to be bad.
Let's just say, his grill, it's kind of messed up. I mean, for a good-looking man.
Meant for radio.
It's meant for radio. Yeah. I'm just saying. So thank you for all the orthodontists out there for donating some chair time and hospital time and anesthesia time and all that stuff. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're talking mobility challenges. Liftingahero.com. Liftingahero.com is where you go. You want to clean that up a little bit, Frank?
Yeah, I spoke a little bit like David there, and my words got all twisted up. So, in order to qualify for this, you have to be honorably discharged.
Not dishonorably discharged.
Correct.
Honorably discharged. Okay, we got an email here from a text message here from one of our Facebook friends. David, my dad is in a nursing home right now. He needs a ramp or stair lift to get in the home. Otherwise, he's going to have to move. He's been in the home since 1951. Oh, holy smokes. Are there any programs that could help my father that you could suggest or give me advice on how to put a ramp up? He needs a ramp or stair lift to get him in the home. Frank?
So there's a number of different programs that your dad would qualify for. A lot of it is means testing, depending on how much income the family has. But you can give us a call at 630-616-6249, or you can email me directly at frank@allaboutaccess.com. And we have Kristen Falco on staff, who is phenomenal at helping people find that funding if it is available for you. And if it's not, we do have other financing options or used options, but we'll find a program to help you out.
All right, so I want to ask you a question about the lifts and everything like that. Are they built in the United States?
Some are, some aren't.
Okay, are you having supply challenges like our other experts on this show, or do you have them readily available in your shop to install?
Well, through some of our manufacturers, yes, our lead times have gone from 3 days to 16 weeks.
Wow.
And then on other manufacturers, we're still at 3 days.
Okay.
So it really depends on the lift and what we're doing and how custom it is and what we have. But yes, we are still able to obtain lifts, and we have a healthy supply to help people.
And you and I spoke earlier this week about another listener of the show who was in a cul-de-sac kind of neighborhood-y type of situation that they all got together to pitch in money to help another neighbor who needed a stair lift out. And I thought of it of, that's a great holiday gift if you're looking for something practical, right? Instead of the pot or the pan or the sweater or the jacket. You know, I'm double extra large, almost into an extra large. I have white shoulders, Frank, in case anybody's looking to buy me anything. I look good in dark colors. Just throwing it out there. But you, if family members want to buy other family members the gift of mobility, if neighbors want to buy a neighbor in need, the gift of mobility, you could accomplish that, help them overcome that challenge and help them with that lift.
Absolutely. If you have a neighbor or a family member who's in need of assistance, or you see that they're struggling getting around, you know, obviously, of course, you know, make sure they're in touch with a doctor. But if we can help, then please give us a call. We'll come out. We'll do a free assessment for you. We'll let you know what can be done, and we'll work with you as best we can to make it happen within your budget.
847, is there financing available for the stair lifts or chair lifts? Are you kidding? This can't be done with a no-charge basis for this guy. So this 847 is challenging you that you're giving away. It sounds like to me that 847 texts are saying that the sweepstakes is a hoax. Is the sweepstakes a hoax?
Not at all. Savaria is donating the stair lift, and Access is donating the labor. So it is 100% free for that veteran.
Okay, so for other listeners out there that might need financing available, is there programs out there that you could help them with financing?
Absolutely. So we have programs that we run through. We have programs in-house, and there's also funding that's available through various agencies and posts like the VFW Post or American Legion Halls.
All right.
That do help.
Roy was asking a question, so was Jeremy, prior to the show about structural challenges installing certain types of elevators or certain types of lifts. And Roy had a question about sump pumps. So, Roy, why don't you throw that out there and Jeremy chime in, because I don't know anything what you guys were talking about naturally, because it doesn't have to do with financing. What were you guys talking about prior to the show that I thought our listeners would find interesting?
Well, when I found out that, you know, Frank's company installs elevators, I was curious about that, because the ones we bump into in our work, and most of them are in commercial buildings or something, that's where you see most elevators, but there's been very little thought or design put into it about waterproofing. So they put the elevator in, they put this heavy equipment down there, and this is the lowest part of the building. It's lower than the sump pit, it's lower than the drain tile, and so that's where a lot of water collects. And yet it seems like there's been very little thought put into making that pit waterproof. So sure enough, it gets water in it. They call us, and we're trying to retrofit a waterproofing solution. So I was just curious what Frank does to keep that from happening.
So it's nice when we get into the design phase of it and get in early enough, but we do want to design drain tile around elevators, so that it is all going to, anything that comes in or close to that pit is going to get shoved away to a sump pump that's in a obviously, you know, proper location and proper height to get it out of the building safely.
And usually you're not going to be able to use the existing sump pit because that's not low enough to accommodate your new deeper pit.
Correct.
In a retrofit situation.
Correct. Right?
So you have to put in a new pit that's extra deep just to handle the drain tile, and I applaud you for doing that because you're saving people a lot of headaches.
Well, it saves me a lot of hassle in the future not having that elevator rust out on me prematurely.
Right. And Jeremy, you were asking questions about structural, wall structural integrity, putting up the lifts going upstairs.
Yeah, and just the major renovation that it could cause just to put an elevator in, or even sometimes maybe even a chairlift. So I was just curious on how you manage that with your team, the impact and everything else.
So all of my team is well versed on construction and how a home was built. So when they go out and do an assessment, they are looking for that. So all of our lifts are obviously getting mounted onto something and have to hold a person that is moving. So
Which is scary.
Right. Yeah. It's extremely scary, especially when we're hanging them from a ceiling to get it from a bed to a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know, so it has to be structurally sound. So that's the first thing that we're looking for, is that structural integrity. And if we don't have it, then we have to include that in our project to make sure that it is, when we put that lift in, there's no risk of that lift coming out, especially with a person in it.
Yeah.
Liftingahero.com for honorably discharged. You see, it's not easy doing live radio, okay? You see, your tongue kind of goes in different directions. Your brain's working, but what's coming out of your mouth doesn't necessarily correlate there. So it's liftingahero.com for honorably discharged veterans. A stair lift company, what's the name? Let's give them credit.
Saveri.
Saveri is giving, did I screw it up?
You did screw it up. Saveria.
Saveria is giving away, is donating the lift. You're donating the man and power to put it in, your expert installation.
Whatever has to be done to put it in safely, we are taking care of it.
So it costs nothing to the veteran.
Nothing to the veteran.
And it costs nothing for the veteran to go to liftingahero.com to register for the sweepstakes.
Nothing.
All right. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We've got Kevin and Valparaiso coming up. We've got news coming up. Don's all ready to go. So is Andy. We're all excited. Barometric pressure reading coming up soon. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Because I remember Halloween. I was sweating in my costume. I went as Donald Duck. With all the guys laughing at me, walking as I'm pushing my daughter for Halloween on the 31st, sweating my rear end off.
You were sweating your tail feathers off?
I was sweating my tail. Sweating everything. It's like a freaking oven in there.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Just want to give everybody a visual on that. I want to apologize to the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Company for their decreased sales, because I will not be pounding at least two or three bags of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. This Halloween.
Just one bag, right?
No bags.
All right.
I'm on state-of-the-art soda. I'm on the way to 215, so my kids are happy because their bags are...
Yeah, I was like, they get to actually eat their candy this year?
Because the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, my go-to, slide to the bottom of the bag. The way they're designed, they're perfectly designed, in case you didn't know. All you fathers
NASA
out there are newborn.
Figured it out?
No, this fat guy over here, this once fat guy over here.
Just shake the bag.
You just shake the bag, and they just magically go to the bottom. And they're perfectly like a 2x2, so you know what they are. And I got the feel down to the wrapper.
I bet you do.
So what you do is you get like three or four of them, you sneak them, then you go to your car, and then you rip them apart, and then you stack them.
Oh, you stack them.
Oh, my. Stack.
As if one's not enough.
You don't want to waste any effort or time, so you double them up.
That's incredible.
I'm just telling you how I got to 288 to start this. It wasn't easy.
Awesome.
It takes a lot of practice. A
lot of commitments.
Kevin and Valparaiso, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Dave.
I used to live in Aberdeen.
I am.
You know where Aberdeen is off of 2?
I live right down the street.
All right, there you go. 74.
I live on... Yeah, I live right by down the golf course. I don't live in Aberdeen.
That's okay. I got you. Yeah, I got you. I know where you're at. So we used to be neighbors. You got a roofing question for Mike?
Yes, I'm looking. My house is 20 years old, and I just I'm looking at I was trying to find somebody who don't have a major problem now, but I'm thinking maybe in the spring or something to have the roof redone. And so I need some advice on how I know nothing that other than a shingles go on the roof.
Are you thinking of doing it yourself out there, Kevin? Or are you going to?
I am not going to do it myself.
Oh, yeah, you're out of your mind. All right, so.
Yeah.
So what type of advice can you give them there, Mike?
Well, call yourself a reputable, long-term company that's been in business for a while.
How many years?
You know, 15, 20, 15. Unlike Lindholm, who's been in business since 1949.
You guys go to Valpo?
Where is Valpo?
Valpo's, I know exactly.
How far over the border?
I can tell you where it is. You go to Merrillville, Hukkalui, and you take it down about 25 miles, you're in Valpo.
You know what, be honest with you, I do not know. Yeah. I don't think so. That might be a little out of our range.
Service area?
I know we are licensed in Indiana and Wisconsin. So give us a call and see if there's the management will allow that. But anyway, what kind of advice are you looking for?
I went online, just did like an anti-list thing. And now I have lots of people call me.
Yep.
And when they call, I mean, I really, they're just, they tell me, oh, we charge this much, and what type of material they're going to use, and that's why.
An estimate.
I just listen, and it's like, well, I have no idea what this guy's talking about, yeah, who these people are. And other than just like the old days going through a phone book, which, you know, there's so many roofing companies, you know, I see so many companies and stuff just driving, you know, as I drive around, and I'm like, it's like, are there certain red flags I could that would help me to determine to stay away from?
Get yourself
talking to me, or
get yourself at least three, maybe even four estimates. I don't always like saying that, especially to my customers, but get yourself three or four estimates. Typically, throw away the high one, throw away the low one. Start talking to the two guys in between and try to read the people and just see what they have to say. See how knowledgeable they are. See how long the company's been in business. Check the Angie's List and the Better Business Bureau ratings. And that's the best advice I can give you. Most companies are going to do the same thing for you. Most companies are going to use similar material, whether it be the shingles. There's five or six different manufacturers, the ice shield, the felt, the nails. It's usually a simple procedure. It doesn't need to be complicated or confusing.
Roy, you want to add on to that?
Yeah, I'm going to do a shameless plug for the Better Business Bureau here. You know, I wouldn't just check their rating. I would start, as they say, start with trust, start with the Better Business Bureau. They only will give you names of people who are reputable, who have agreed a priori to submit any dispute you ever have to binding arbitration. And that's just what you get for free when you deal with an accredited business of the Better Business Bureau. So that's a great place to start. Personally, when I'm looking for contractors, I give a hometown discount to people who use their own employees as opposed to subcontractors.
Sure.
I know in roofing there's a lot of people who don't have any employees. They sub everything out. I would prefer that my roofer has his own people there. So, again, that's my personal preference. In my experience, that they have a more vested interest and doing a great job every time. So that's the only advice I would give.
All right, hang on, Kev. Thanks for calling, and hang on for your free Mr. Floor cleaning product, and we'll have Mike call you after the show. Maybe he could get out there to help you out. Dave Schluter's calling in because an 847 texter sent in this. If I move to another state and make it my primary residence, how does it affect my property taxes for my secondary home in Illinois? Thank you. So I'm like, I'm not touching that. Let's get the attorney on the phone here. Dave Schluter, thanks for calling in. What's the answer to that simple question for you, my friend?
Once the person makes that new residence their residence, they're going to start getting a homeowner's exemption on the new home. They'll lose the Illinois homeowner's exemption. You can only have one at a time. And so the Illinois taxes will go up. But if, in fact, the homes are not big homes, you can still do up to $10,000 in real estate tax deductions, whether it's the first or the second. Some people in our area are already blown out on the 10, so they can do the interest on the second home back in Illinois, but the taxes are gone. So it's just the main thing that people need to know is you can't lie about it. You can't have principal residence. Chicago went through an audit recently and caught a ton of people. They cross-referenced anybody who got more than one tax bill against the Jesse White Secretary of State, and they were finding that they were only entitled to the one where their car was, and so all the other ones they were lying, and they had huge penalties. So you'd only have one. So they would reestablish residence, let's say in Indiana, then they have to lose the homeowner's exemption on the Illinois with a combined deduction of $10K between the two homes.
Thank you for calling in, buddy. Appreciate it, and we'll have you in soon. All right, my friend?
Yep, you bet. Say hi, everybody. Mike, Roy, everybody, you guys are doing great. Enjoy the rest of the show.
What about Rich, and what about Frank,
my
and what about Jeremy?
No, not really, no.
Yeah, Dave,
no.
What about me?
Yeah. Come on.
Thanks for the plug, Dave. I love everybody. I just heard, David, yes. I've been on hold to hear them talk, so I'm defending myself. I only heard them while I was on
that's
hold.
That's a weak response, counselor. We're gonna put you on hold before you dig yourself a bigger hole. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We love Dave Schluter. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got more text questions coming up. One for Rich. We got a couple for Frank. We got one for we got a great one. 125-year-old house question for you, Roy and Jeremy. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to the premier real estate show in Chicago, if not Illinois, if not this country, if not the planet.
Whoa.
On AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com, for all of our contact information. Jeremy, do you have that 125-year-old text up in front of you, buddy?
Yeah, give me one second.
Here, it's right here. 773. Can you ask Roy and Jeremy to talk about what we should start looking for in our foundation when a new home is being built next door? I live in a 125-year-old brick two-flat, and the sidewalks in my gangway are pulling away from my building due to the house going up next door. I'll throw that to both of you boys there. Go ahead.
They already found it, right? I mean, that's kind of what we talked about. Like, that's kind of your red flag already, right?
Yeah, I'm curious where this house is, but, you know, how close this excavation is going. But just think about it. If you're, you know, in the city of Chicago, sometimes there's 3 or 4 feet between houses.
And that's it. Yeah,
It's not even feasible. But, you know, anybody, you know, your well, house.
Let me ask you this question. Where else are there gangways? Isn't that really?
That's what I'm picturing, you know.
Yeah, it's city house, I would think.
Oh, yeah. In my mind, whoever gave them the permit to do this house, they should make some kind of allowance and protect and hold harmless these neighbors, because if they're already seeing their dirt pulling away, well, think about it. You go next to your house and you dig a big hole. Well, of course,
hello,
everything's, you know, moving.
The soil is going to start moving that way. Water is going to start moving that way. And the dirt actually is, you got a 125-year-old house. The house is probably, the walls are made out of brick or
plaster,
stone, or something that. And a lot of times the dirt, that hard clay compacted around your house is the only thing really holding those things in place.
It actually is a secondary foundation.
And that dirt starts to be sucked away and eroded. So I would be very nervous, and I'd be very wary of that, and make sure that if they are causing, because you might never have a problem with seepage, and all of a sudden you do, ever since this neighbor, and that's not incidental. There could be a good side to it, because they're probably digging a deeper basement next door, which is going to pull water away.
Yeah.
But and my concern is that when it's the water gets pulled away, it's also pulling some soil in way, which could undermine your foundation or even the walls and stuff. So I would definitely pay a lot of attention to that.
Jeremy?
Yeah, there might be a benefit of just talking to the builder and just say, hey, do you have any plan, secondary ideas, something. You know, usually a builder's pretty friendly. They don't want to disrupt the neighbor houses any more than anything else.
Whoever designed this should have designed some kind of shoring or some kind of protection
to protect the neighbors and stuff like that.
That should have, before they got a permit, that should have been part and parcel of the deal.
Should, air quote, should have? Yeah, there's a lot of there's a
well, that's when you see the big construction projects on construction sites. They bring in those hammers and they pounding
piers and putting shoring up to protect the rest of the building.
But to do that in a gangway might be a little...
Well, that banging and the vibration will probably cause
blow out
the
windows and everything else.
So your both your recommendation would be to contact the builder to see if there's any challenges.
Yeah, you don't want to be a pain in the tuchus, but at the same time, I thought you'd like that, Dave.
It's tuch. You got to roll the It's not tuchus. It's not tuchus.
There's no way.
It's tuchus.
I'm just,
I mean, if you're going to try to be Yiddish and say Yiddish word, do it right. Tuchus.
I can't. Kids. But yeah, I would recommend either talk to the neighbor if you have that contact information or talk to the builder. That would probably be the best bet.
And just pay attention.
Be cognizant.
Yep. I want you to talk about more in detail at the top of the hour. We only got a couple minutes before the break about the listener that donated, her husband passed away, donated to another listener that you guys installed in Park Ridge. But I want to get to this. 847, Mike, do you have any knowledge of veterans' burial benefits as your position as a Navy vet helping veterans out at your VHW?
I do. First of all, obviously, you need to be an honorably discharged vet. National cemeteries all over the United States. The most local one I'm aware of is in Joliet, Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery. Every honorably discharged veteran has a grave site that is virtually, if you will, theirs. They have to register for it, of course, or ask for it. It comes with an open and close, free of charge, perpetual care, free of charge. A government headstone or marker, free of charge, the burial flag, presidential memorial certificate. I hope I'm not speaking too fast. Also, there are veterans' spouse benefits where even if a spouse predeceases the veteran, the spouse and the veteran have burial rights at the cemetery. I believe it's one on top of the other.
It is.
So, I mean, those are some of the benefits I know about regarding burial benefits. I highly, highly, highly suggest that every veteran out there file their DD-214 with the county that they live in. It'll hasten things along in the event of death or preferably not a quick surprise passing.
Sure.
But certainly file your DD-214 with the county in which you live in.
And the DD-214 means Department of Defense, Form 214.
It is your honorable discharge certificate or document.
Which will also list if you have any service-connected disabilities that you might be able to qualify for tax breaks here in the great state of Illinois.
I don't think the DD-214 lists any
That's your certificate of eligibility.
That you have, but we could talk about that later, but there's a lot involved in that as well.
That's your certificate of eligibility, also
Correct.
Known as a COE. I stand corrected. Roy, do you handle, do you and your crew go to Twin Lakes, Wisconsin?
We do, as often as possible. So, a lot of people have vacation homes up there, and it's just across the border, so we're happy to service that area.
There you go, 708. All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. The phone number is sponsored by And the picture and the text is sponsored by MegaPros, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break, come back with all of your calls. We got Warren and Park Ridge, hang tight. We've got text messages for Rich Dykstra Sr. We got text messages for Frank, text messages for Jeremy. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Stay tuned for news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. 773, Frank, does the construction company you have on air do handicap ramps?
Yes.
And I think, in case you don't do them, Jeremy will do it too. I mean, a ramp's a ramp.
We would recommend you guys doing it.
And honestly, if something got super complicated, we'd be kicking it over to MegaPros.
Okay.
Yeah, deal.
Yeah. 312, Rich, this is for you. This is for Rich. I had my boiler service, which is a big part of your company that I don't think a lot of listeners know.
Absolutely.
Weil McLean makes a great boiler. I used to sell them scrap iron back in the day, and they're located up in
Michigan City.
In Michigan City. Had my boiler serviced for the upcoming winter. Who can I talk to compliment the Dykstra technician that was here at my house? Andrew is the texter. Who can they call, Rich Dykstra Sr.?
They can call Rich Dykstra Sr. at 1-800-421-3220. and tell them you want to talk to me, and they'll switch you right over.
And if Andrew wants to see a picture of your old hip, will you show him that disgusting picture of your
old hip? Absolutely.
Right. Roy, do you have any body parts in a freezer that you want to talk about?
None, thank you.
You sure?
Yep.
All right. 100%. 100%?
100%.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Here, the texter that asked about the survivor benefits, okay, about the burial benefits,
yes,
asked about survival benefits. I'm going to go through them real quick. Surviving spouse is possible to receive VA loan benefits if they meet one of these categories. That the veteran is missing in action or is a prisoner of war or died while in service or from a service-connected disability and you didn't remarry or died while in service or from a service-connected disability and you didn't remarry before you were 57 years old on or before December 16, 2003 or had been totally disabled and then died, but their disability may not have been the cause of death in certain situations. So here, if you have a question about this, obviously there's a flow chart. And as you know, Mike, there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts. And if you have this, you go over here. And if you don't, you go right. And if you go here, you go left. And then you flow chart it down. If you have any questions about securing a VA loan after your spouse passed away who was a veteran, we love helping veterans, obviously. That's our main goal here on the show. And there's, as you can see, it's complicated. So to talk about it via text is very, very challenging. We'd love to talk to you. Just give us a call at 855-56-DAVID. You could take the information. We could help you. We could go anywhere with the information. We just want to get you the information so you're not misled by another lender. Warren in Park Ridge, how are you? Warren in Park Ridge. You there, buddy? Warren? Okay, we're going to put Warren on hold. Can you try to get Warren up there, Grace? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's talk about the donated Sterilift. Unfortunately, one of our listeners' husband passed away, and they had a Sterilift to, because I, from what I take it, obviously the husband was mobility challenged and needed the Sterilift, and the listener heard you on our show the last time you were on, called you, and take it from there.
Yeah, so we had a listener call in and say that unfortunately their husband had passed away, but they had a exterior Sterilift, which is a Sterilift that's designed to, for our weather here in Chicago, that they were willing to donate to somebody in our area that would need it.
Is that a big market? Do you get a lot of... Listen, people pass away every day. I'm not trying to be a cold-hearted bastard here, but people die every single day.
Yeah, so people die, but I will tell you 99% of the phone calls that we get are, will you buy our lift back? Which
really?
We do. Which okay. We do. We'll buy them back, and we'll recondition them, and then we'll just sell them as refurbished
okay.
units. But when somebody wants to donate it, we will help them donate it.
That's awesome. You know?
So we went out, picked up the lift from her, we reconditioned it, and it was only a couple days later that we got a call from Ralph in Park Ridge, talking about his wife, Sunny, who unfortunately had not been out of the house in over 2 years.
Hang on. Now, some people listening might think that's crazy, but I'm telling you, as a child of a mother who had MS who was mobily challenged, my mother would go through a brick wall. But there are some people that have not left their houses, like this, lady in Park Ridge. It's not normal. That doesn't make sense. It's very common. For some people who have mobility challenges, they just can't get out of their house.
Yeah.
And their husband doesn't have the, and their kids don't have the capability of picking them up and putting them out of the house.
Honestly, David, some of them can't get out of their bed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so that's what we're here to do. We're here to help. So Ralph told his story to Heather. Heather got a hold of Matt. Matt, went out and met with the family. Matt then told his story to Kristen and said, we got to get this family some help.
This.
We
got to do this. That's cool.
We got to get this family some help.
Sure.
Kristen called me up and said, we got to get this family some help. I said, well, you do what you got to do. This is the lift I just got in. See if it'll work. And then Susie and Dan put it together and went out there and were able to. The nice and sad part of this is Sonny's sister died about 2 days after we put the lift in, but she was able to go to the funeral.
Ha!
And then
that's great.
Yeah, and their son is...
It's horrible. But it's great that she was able to be there for the funeral.
To be able to go to the funeral. And the whole reason Ralph wanted to do this for her was because their son was getting married in December, and they didn't know how they were going to get her out of the house
That's awesome.
That wedding. Wow. So now she's able to do it.
So she was able to experience a life-ending life cycle event, you know, with the death of her close family member, her sister or sister-in-law?
Her sister.
Her sister passed, and now she's going to be able, which is horrible, not making light of it, but she was able to go to the funeral of her sister, and now she's going to be able to get out of her house to go to the celebration of life, a wedding of her son.
Yeah, so it was a real honor to be able to help out two great people.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Wally Phillips moment here, like people helping people.
Every so often, you know, you get to do something greater than yourself, and that's honestly what makes all of us at Access love our jobs.
That's awesome. All right, you are listening. We got to take a quick break. I got our boy over there saying, come to break already. All right, we got to hit a quick break. 312-981-7200. We are finally getting pictures. You see that picture, Jeremy?
I saw that.
We asked for pictures. We got pictures.
Thank you for sending
pictures.
Right.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. Orthodontic pictures coming in with before and after of what Joe could look like with a new grill.
Oh
so
God.
Thank you to all the orthodontists out there for texting in. But, you know, before they must have had a picture of your father smiling.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't do often.
Yeah, well, because of his teeth.
Right, because obviously. So they caught a rear glimpse. It was like seeing the Loch Ness Monster. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Got a text from Joe Hogle, your father.
Yeah.
MegaPro's Joe.
It's good. He's got a nice tan.
Yeah, he's got a great tan. Yeah. He's on the way back. And he thanks all of the listeners and all of the orthodontists out there for donating all of your services. He's very happy because he knows he needs it. He sent a picture of his smile with a mask over his mouth covering.
Which totally doesn't help at all.
Well, it helps him get through the metal detectors at the airport and get him back to the United States. 3129, I guess where he's at, he's in the United States. It's a...
It's still the United States.
It's still the United States. 312-981-7200. Warren, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm tremendous. You have a question about panels, solar panels on a roof.
Yeah, my son is considering solar panels. What I'm wondering is, do the roof maintenance issues outweigh the benefits? And would you put it on your house? And do you have any companies that you would recommend?
Mike, answer the roof challenges first.
Okay, first of all, the roof challenge. The solar company is going to come out. They're going to inspect your roof to see if the roof it has any kind of significant life left in it before they install a 20 or even a 25-year product. Is that how long they last?
Typically, yeah, I think something like that. Yeah.
And if you do need a new roof, they're going to recommend it. Once the roof is on and it's relatively new, you virtually won't have any issues for 20, maybe as much as 25 years, which is about the life of the solar panels. So I would say do it. The benefits for the savings do weigh in pretty well.
Yep. Most of the time. Yeah.
Right.
They do an energy audit and all that fun stuff. Dave, you said we have a sponsor.
Yes, we have an expert on the show, Warren.
Okay.
If you go by Warner, it'll be helpful as well. Warren, here. It's Modern Mill Solar. She's phenomenal. I can't think of the lady's name right now, but she's been here a couple of times.
Yeah.
Her phone number is 847-440-2880. And she's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. 847-440-2880. If you keep listening, I'll get her name and tell you over the air here. 847-440-2880. They're phenomenal. And what I put on my home in a minute, okay?
Yeah,
I would do it in a minute. But the way my home is positioned, I face south.
Just say you're not going to get any sun on your roof.
No, I'm not going to get any
sun
on.
Okay, thank you. All right.
I mean, where I'm located, it's not beneficial for me to do it because of the shade.
Got it.
But if I was in a better position, I would do it in a second because I think it's great. And I think renewable energy is good, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Hey, can you guys bring on 1 and 3? Because if I try to do it, I'm going to completely screw it up. So we got Dave Schluter. Natalie in Chicago has got a question about between pending and contingent. And then we're going to get over to Rich Dykstra. So hang on. Benny, you know how to do this or no? Okay, I'm going to try it. If I drop you, Natalie, I apologize. So hang on. So there. Hey, Brendan, can you come here? Natalie, you there?
Yes.
All right, great. You've got a question. I had Dave Schluter call in because it's better for an attorney to answer your question. I'm going to bring Dave Schluter up there. I don't know what I did. I hit one twice. Did I not lock it? Hang on. This is what you have when you... There you go. Dave, are you there? Dave Schluter, you there?
I'm good. Yeah, I want to say hello to everyone there.
Okay. Well, nobody wants... Yeah. You've already burnt the bridge. Frank's like, forget about him. He's dead to me. Natalie's got a question. Natalie, you got a question for our attorney, David Schluter. Go ahead, Nat.
Okay, when you're online looking at homes and you see something for sale, then you pull it up and you look at the photos, but then it says pending. You check back a couple of weeks later, it says contingent. What's the difference between pending and contingent, but yet it's still listed for sale?
Dave?
Yes. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. And what it is, when they say pending, someone's got an offer, and it's basically going through attorney review, other things like that for that buyer. They aren't allowed to sign any contracts, but it is okay to go ahead and ask if the agent for the sell, you'd have your own agent. Always get your own agent, first of all. You never go to the listing agent who's got the listing. You always get your own agent. We've got a whole team of people. You can still see that, but they're not allowed to sign anything. When it goes a contingent, that means similarly that it's waiting for someone to close, but it's further along than just pending. So it's up to the listing agent whether they want to let you see it, but you can't put a offer or sign anything until that first buyer either gets denied on their loan or on the pending one. Sometimes they kill the deal because they don't like the inspection or they lose their job or something. But in both cases, you can have your realtor ask that you see it, but just you can't enter into a contract unless neither of those are on the listing.
Give your phone number.
630-285-5300. I'll be happy to help you if your agent from the team or any other agent gets you in a contract. I'll be happy to help you out. All over Chicago.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Hey, Natalie, hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Mr. Dykstra.
Yes.
262 up in Wisconsin, right? Or Wisconsin text message here from a Wisconsin phone number. Need an inducer motor.
Okay.
No idea what that is, but this texter needs one. What is an inducer motor?
Inducer motor is what takes the products of combustion out. Either sends it out the chimney or out the sidewall.
Okay. Screeching, I guess the texter's current motor is screeching. Bearings, very, very expensive. I am able to do this. One HVAC guy said replace the furnace, 10 years old. So he doesn't want to replace a 10-year-old
still
furnace.
Under warranty.
The guy's name was Richard in Mequon, Wisconsin. Can you give Richard in Mequon, Wisconsin, some other options instead of replacing a perfectly good 10-year-old furnace that only needs an inducer motor?
If he calls us, our parts counter guy, first we'll check. We need a model and serial number. And if it's 10 years or close, it might be under warranty yet if whoever installed it registered the equipment. Otherwise, we can ship him a new one. Give them a price on a new inducer and ship it out to them.
All right. Phone number for Richard in Mequon, Wisconsin to call.
1-800-421-3220.
All right. And for our caller, Warren in Park Ridge, the lady's name is Melissa Cavanaugh from Modern Mill Solar. Melissa Cavanaugh from Modern Mill Solar. You have a 321 or 312 roof question from one of our listeners, Mike. So, put on a new roof. Hang on. I sent it to you via email. The texter has a question here. I have a family room addition that I had re-roofed. It's a 312 pitch. Should that have been shingled or not? Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing.
The 312 means it's 312, which means it's a very shallow pitch. I do believe that shingle manufacturer's minimum pitch is 2.5 or 2.512. So it's right on that cusp where you could put a shingle on it, properly done with proper underlayment and of course protection underneath, or you could have put, or they could have put, a modified bit or a rubberized roof or any other flat roofing material on. So yes, a 312 qualifies for a shingle application.
I would have said, should have called me first instead of putting on a roof that you need to ask a question after.
And you should have called me first.
Okay. Phone number, if our listeners want to reach out to Lindholm.
1-888-4-ROOFER. That's 1-888-476-6337.
All right. You guys, we received a picture. Thank you for the picture. Of the. Is that a basement that we got a picture of, Jeremy?
Yeah.
A very space. Challenging basement.
Yeah.
That you space. And Roy did a little deep dive on the picture that we're going to get to. After the break, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Give us a call. Keep sending pictures. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to throw it to Bob in the newsroom. We'll be back after news, traffic, and weather.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We get this question all the time.
Go ahead. What is it
again? So, like, when customers call in with a gnat or drain fly issue, they're like, well, I poured bleach down the drains, and that didn't seem to help.
Was that your old lady voice?
Yeah. Did you like it?
No.
That's me in 30 years, Joe.
I'll leave that alone.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
To the green fly lady earlier in the show, Rich, you had mentioned that I inadvertently didn't say it. I don't even know why I came to talk today. I should have said that the young lady that called in with the green fly should have called Rhodes Pest Solutions at 1-800-GOT-PESTS, and they will come out, find out what the green flies are.
My son's going there on Monday.
And destroy them. So he's going to go out. All right, great. 312-981-7200. So a texter sent in a text who I just talked to let her know that we are going to be, I know it's a lady because she answered the phone.
Well, and it's Abigail.
Okay, so, there you go.
Oh, well, we're assuming that it's a lady.
Well, you never know.
With a name like Abigail.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
847 sends in a crawl space picture that you and Roy analyzed.
Thoroughly.
Can you explain to our listeners, Jeremy, you had the picture in front of you.
Yep.
Roy came over to your seat that he almost fell out of and died a couple months ago.
That's why he's not in this seat
anymore. I know,
that's
why he's not allowed on that side of the console anymore. We don't close
to the windows.
Right. We put a safety harness on him when he came over to look at the picture.
Sure.
Can you explain what the picture was that you and Roy were looking at that Abigail from 847 texted us?
Yeah, so it's a picture of a crawl space, not super pretty. Foundation wall, you can see the footing that's there, and then you see a large amount of what looks like spray foam, great stuff in between gaps, and maybe some spackle concrete that's in there, but it looks like the slab and everything has completely sunk. In the notes here it says 2.5 feet, which is giant, and it's also a condo for raccoons now at this point. So we want to help her. So Roy and I went through it. There's a couple ideas. We could get real creative and put some piers in, put some concrete in, and it's going to be outrageously expensive, which is not fun.
What causes a slab like that in a crawl space to collapse like that, Roy?
Well, she hit it on the head, which would have been my guess, is that the whole building was built on peat, you know, swamp, you know, type thing. And so just the weight of the concrete slab is just sinking. You know, think about building something on a bog. Well, of course, it's going to sink. And you wonder, well, how did they build the house there? Well, my guess is because, and thank you so much for sending the picture, because that really clarified things. And from what I can see, the footings are all stable. I don't see cracks in the walls.
She didn't mention
anything about structural problems in the rest of the house. So what that tells me that they had when they built the footings and the walls are resting on piers already. So if you're going to build in a peat bog, you better drill down and put pylons or steel piers down to bedrock, and then the weight of the house rests on that. So that's why her walls and footing are still in place. But the floor was, you know, if anything, maybe it was resting on the lip of the footing, but the weight of the floor just sank with its weight down into the swamp, and it's continuing to sink. And of course, that's creating gaps, and that's where I think the spray foam and the animals or things are crawling underneath their foundation. So, yeah, it's not a very tenable situation. Unfortunately, the only remedy, what we could do is drill down inside the crawl space and put what we call a floor four piers and drill down into bedrock, and we have to place these piers every 6 feet apart or something. Yep. And so now you could pour a new floor resting on these new piers. So it would be quite an undertaking.
Yeah.
I was trying to pass this on to Jeremy. You know what you could do, Jeremy, is drill into the footing and put some steel bars and put some kind of suspended floor.
Yeah.
Might be more economically feasible.
It would
than
be.
To pour a new concrete floor on there. So the picture, I think, said all the 1,000 words. But as long as her house is not moving upstairs.
It doesn't look like it. It says right here, the house is on piers drilled down 30 feet. So they did a great job finding that bedrock. But we to Roy's point, A, we want to get rid of those raccoons. And then B, we might just be able to put a floating floor over this. So your slab's still going to sink, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we won't care.
Is there any problem with the slab? I know nothing of building homes, as you know. Except paying for one, but are there health challenges and are there structural challenges of a collapsing floor in a crawl space?
You don't have to have a floor in your crawl space.
Some people don't
have to have there's basements with dirt floors, you know, and the floor is there to walk on. Honestly, it's not a structural member of the house,
okay,
but it is a barrier to insects and bugs and animals.
So we still want to seal
like
those gaps.
But the challenge here is that continual sinking. And so, again, the house is kind of on stilts, if you will, but it's going to continue to sink.
So if you put a fake floor, right, or a new floor above the sinking floor, could you encapsulate that then? Or would you recommend that to be encapsulated?
We could do that, and maybe put some spikes or something to deter the raccoons from wanting to live down there. But
we'll just put up signs; it'll be fine. They can read.
Stay out.
Stay out.
But honestly, it's an interesting problem they have there. But I would look into some kind of suspended floor there.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. Here's one for you, Roy. 708. My association had our building tuck pointed. Would a tuck pointer be able to tell from the outside if the building had foundation problems?
Well, he should, and particularly if he tucks pointed and it fails again. So most tuck pointing occurs due to the erosion, just the wear and tear on the mortar deteriorates and stuff. So that, you can see that. There's missing joints and things like that. A structural problem, usually a telltale, is the cracking, and the size of the cracking and the type of cracking. When you see these stair step cracking going down, that's usually not a tuck pointing issue. That's a structural. So, a tuck pointer should be able to look at that and say, you got more than just deterioration of mortar joints here. You got an underlying structural problem.
312-981-7200. I'll tell you what, he's not in there. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. 847. Question for Dykstra. Do you have furnaces in stock? Because of the shortage, I think a lot of our listeners are freaked out that there aren't any. Right. And can you, is still now a time to install, if you have them in stock, a good furnace for the winter?
This is, yes, we do have them in stock. We sold all our air conditioners, or just about all of them, so we made plenty of room. I looked yesterday, we've got a couple hundred furnaces actually in the barn. So now is a good time. Don't wait, because the prices are going up. And we do have them in stock, so give us a call and we'll give you a price.
312-981-7200. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to take an early break right now, so we got a good long stretch for the last segment of the show. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. A plastic surgeon just sent in a picture, said, in addition to your father's teeth, he'll work on his nose complimentary.
Oh my God.
Just saying.
It's going to be awesome seeing you on Wednesday.
Like,
normally he gives you a hug, but I can't wait to see.
I didn't think your father had nose challenges.
No.
Yeah, I knew about the teeth challenges.
I can't wait.
I didn't know anything. I never noticed that. Maybe I was focusing
on
his teeth.
What an awesome plastic surgeon.
This plastic surgeon's got to have a lot of creativity in order to pull that off. I didn't even know it was so screwed up because I was looking at the grill. 312-981-7200. I give a lot of credit to your mom for putting up with that
there
for the past 50 years.
I give Joe a lot of credit for putting up with you every Saturday.
312-981-7200 is the Mega Pros call, text, the photo line. You're listening to I don't even know what the show
Home Sweet Home.
On AM 720 WG. I'm waiting for the, I could feel the beating I'm going to get on Wednesday. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Thank God for the internet, Jeremy, because your father keeps texting, thanking me for everybody's concern. Text message from Joe Hogle. Thanks for thinking of me. My teeth and my nose. You guys are the best.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Which means I have a beating coming. 312. What?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You're confirming that?
Yep. Absolutely.
Joe's never going to miss another show.
On behalf of the Hogle family, I have a beating coming to me. 312-981-7200. Other than copper, what metals are used for roofing? And what styles are there besides the raised seams? I don't know what raised seams mean.
Standing seam.
The standing seam roofs, right.
It says raised seam, but standing, okay, Mr. Know-it-alls, Mr.'s Know-it-all. So other than copper, what metals are used for roofing? I mean steel.
Aluminum, right? Aluminum. Galvanized steel, Kynar, which is kind of sort of right in between aluminum and galvanized steel, pre-painted. In regards to other than standing seam, flat solder seam sealed, but you can't put a painted soldered roof on because otherwise the solder is going to burn the paint.
Yep.
All right. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 773, I have a couple of HVAC companies, and they have had very long lead times to wait for furnace installations. Is Dykstra in the same boat from 773?
Right now we're about a week out.
A week out.
Yeah, wow. A week out on install.
Nice job.
Yeah.
All right. You still hiring?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And when's the first Red Star game? Did I do that right? Red?
The first playoff game in Chicago will be November 7.
Okay.
Nice.
There you go.
There you go. Hey.
I want you to know, after the interview with his granddaughter, her name one more time?
Tatum Milazzo.
Tatum Milazzo, number 23 in your scorers guide. They went on to win.
Yes, they did.
It was a shutout. I'll take full credit for that.
You should. Welcome. Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah. Why not? Nobody else is.
It was her first and only radio interview.
That's right.
There you go.
Nailed it.
The first pro athlete on this show.
No, I had a couple. I challenged Tim Anderson of the White Sox to a race around the bases. I think you were there that show. We were at White Sox Fest. Yeah. And I challenged him. And
never
he said,
took us up on that.
Well, of course you won.
He said yes.
Yeah.
And I said, after he said yes, I said, I get to start on third base. And then the White Sox PR guy go, no, that ain't happening. Stay away. 3-1, because all I need is Tim Anderson.
Yeah, right?
To blow a hamstring racing this
racing
bad guy.
Racing you.
Right, yeah, around the
real challenge.
Which he probably still would have beat me if I had a third base head start. 312-981-7200. Dolores in Chicago, hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, I have a flat roof over my family room. My air conditioner condenser is on that flat roof. I just noticed the other day that there's little green moss growing all the way around in a square underneath the condenser. That has never happened before. I'm sure I probably have to try to scrape that off. I'm just wondering if I will hurt the roof if I scrape it with, a knife or...
Squirt it with wet and forget.
Exactly. Wet and forget.
Thanks!
But at the same time, get the thick stuff off with a broom. Don't use a knife or a shovel. You'll damage the roof.
Okay. Great. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that wet and forget. I used it on my old house. It's amazing.
It's good stuff.
It's really
it,
okay.
it might take two applications.
Yeah, and it's going to take about 6-8 weeks for it to activate, but it's pretty cool stuff. It's amazing. How's that? You happy, Dolores?
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful, guys. Thank you.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200 312-981-7200 from the 630. What's your service area? Will you go all the way out to Aurora?
Aurora, yeah, we do the entire state of Illinois, along with the entire state of Indiana and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Wow, and all of the different financing options apply to those states as well.
Absolutely,
liftingahero.com for veterans that want to register for a sweepstakes to win a free stair lift supplied by
Severia
and installed by
access.
And the cost is to the veteran?
Nothing.
Okay. And the cost to register is?
Nothing.
God, am I good?
Yeah.
I feel like softball questions.
Someone's good. Maybe Frank's good. I don't know.
3-1. It's like Roy's, like when Roy played baseball, and Roy played fast pitch baseball.
That's what he was saying.
Up to about 2 years ago.
Okay.
That's, and like you could throw him a 90 miles an hour fastball, he'd sit there and just whack it over the fence.
Well, let's not go crazy here.
87 miles per hour.
Yeah, not a lot of 90 bars.
Roy,
yeah.
Nobody's got a freaking speed gun out there. Okay, just
we'll
go
with that.
For the love of God.
It felt like it was 90.
This story just keeps growing.
Yeah.
And stuff,
so, well, yeah. Yeah. Roy's making the All-Star team.
Nolan Ryan was pitching at him. Yeah, it was perfectly fine.
with his shoulder iced up and Ben Gay. 312-981-7200. Okay, we got to get out of here. Rich Dykstra, say something nice on the way out and leave us with a nugget of knowledge for all of our listeners.
Okay, don't forget to get your furnace cleaned and checked, and check your filter. It's that time of year. You can give us a call at 1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Frank Wasilewski from Access Elevator.
Thank you for getting it right.
LiftingAHero.com. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, how do they do that?
They can reach us at 630-616-6249 or at AllAboutAccess.com.
Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing. If our listeners want to reach out to you and get their roofing questions answered, what's the best number to reach you guys?
1-888-4-ROOFER. That's 1-888-476-6337.
Roy Spencer PermaSeal, the Roy Spencer, 40 years, close, over 400,000 happy clients. Have you eclipsed 400,000 yet?
450, but who's counting?
I'm sorry, didn't mean to insult you. 450, what's the best number to reach you guys?
They can reach us at 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
MegaPros Jeremy of MegaPros Home Improvement. There is a fire station around the corner in Northbrook. And I'm friends with those guys. So if your father,
they'll know.
Does major
that's
damage,
where he's going to drop him off.
you can just drop me off there.
Megapros.com.
Well done. Thanks. Standing in for your old man today.
I'll see you in like a month and a half from now.
I'm sure you will.
Yep.
I am David Hochberg. I urge all of our veterans and all of loved ones of veterans who are having mobility challenges to go to LiftingAHero.com. LiftingAHero.com. You have until next Saturday at 11:59 is the cutoff. They will be selecting a winner at WGN, and the winner will be calling into the show on the 13th, which I won't be here. There'll be a co-host. I have to go out of town. But Frank will also be here making a special appearance. And appreciate you all listening to the show. This has been Home Sweet Home Chicago. This is WGN. Stay tuned for my good friend, Mr. John Hansen, with the legal show, Let's Get Legal. After news, traffic, and weather, if you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or go to WGNDavid.com for downloads of everything on the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go NU Cats.